Welcome to the Sunday edition of Reset Your Reality. The aim of this newsletter is to connect with you better while also sharing valuable information concerning manifestation, mindset, transformation, dealing with trauma, psychedelic-assisted therapy, gut health, rewiring your brain health, meditation, mindfulness, expanded states of consciousness, breathwork, responsibility, resilience, and most importantly, guidance and understanding for what it means to be an awakened human. Now I know, it's a mouthful. Ultimately, these are all the areas I'm trained in and find that to step into your full power, find purpose, love, and meaning, one must discover the knowledge shared in these areas of ancient wisdom. As someone who constantly strives to learn more, I imagine that I will be excited to cover other topics as well. I intend to share this information to provide value every Sunday. I like to be concise and will do my best to keep each newsletter short enough not to be overwhelming and long enough to make sure it's useful for you to apply into your daily practices. Of course, I always welcome feedback and want to hear from you if there's something specific that interests you. This format allows me to provide increased value compared to social media, so you will absolutely be receiving information that I do not post about on my social channels. With that said, today's topic, building your imagination, learning to perceive from a fourth dimensional space. Start loving the 4D desires more than the 3D representations of them. Generally speaking, we are living in this 3D reality and focusing daily on the physical world which we perceive around us. The reality of how this simulation works is that your inner, higher world becomes your outer world design. The problem is that mostly we are letting our outer world become our inner world. And what does that mean? I'm sure you have heard the phrase, the world is your mirror. Or as Neville Goddard said, the world is a mirror forever reflecting what you are doing within yourself. Our beliefs, thoughts, words, and more shape what we perceive to be our existence. Usually, we are living in the 3D, observing and rewriting the same existence over and over, because we are not stepping into our true power of projection, which lives in our imagination. Another Neville Goddard quote, "Most of us are reflecting life and not affecting it. If you do not change your thoughts, you haven't changed their activity. And if you do not change their activity, the conditions of your life cannot change, for they are only bearing witness to the interaction of your mind." Now, research has shown that most people have about 90% of the same thoughts that they had the day before, and that 70% of all thoughts are negative. This is a pretty shocking statistic in itself, but there's a deeper truth hidden here. Thoughts are not truth, but we see them as so. And one last Neville Goddard quote, "When man finally identifies himself with his imagination rather than his senses, he has at long last discovered the core of reality." Our perception is a two-way projector. In the context of human perception, this process is mirrored in how our brains construct reality. Light waves from the external world enter through our eyes, the lens, forming an internal projection within our minds. Essentially, we are both recording and projecting our experience of reality simultaneously, much like how a hologram is created and displayed. Recent research from MIT suggests that low-frequency beta rhythms in the brain act as a control mechanism, determining which information is retrieved from working memory. These rhythms function similarly to a firewall or surge protector, filtering and regulating our perceptions. This means that our ability to manifest a new reality depends on aligning our perception and identity in a way that is deeply integrated into our nervous system. When there are no internal contradictions, the mind can project a coherent and stable version of reality, reflecting the internal state outward. In essence, reality is not just something we observe, it is something we actively generate based on the information we hold and the alignment of our consciousness. Let me leave you with this example. There was a study in 1981 by a Harvard psychologist, Ellen Langer. She took a group of men in their 70s and 80s and asked them to live in a monastery. This monastery was transformed into a perfect replica of 1959. In a way, she asked them to step into a time machine. Music, magazines, TV shows, every single detail was an exact replica of 1959 to make the illusion that they traveled back in time. All mirrors were removed and replaced with photos of their younger selves. They were also instructed to act, speak, and live as they did back in the 50s. They were told to imagine that nothing beyond 1959 had ever happened. Their careers, families, and life experiences were told to be erased from memory and that they were not allowed to speak about it. It literally only took a week. Their posture, flexibility, eyesight, and hearing all improved. Even a few of them who came in walking with canes walked out without them, not only that, but carrying their own suitcases. Their bodies biologically responded to their perception. The way you perceive yourself isn't just a thought, it's a command. By shifting your perceptions, you are altering neurological pathways, hormonal responses, and through epigenetics, gene expression. Your body is just your avatar. Your control over it is only limited by the story that you tell yourself. And the same goes for your reality.